This will be a fun talk. Little 10 Conference, some great history there. And this is the 102nd year for their conference basketball tournament. So the trivia question today is who won the first ever Little 10 Conference basketball tournament in 1920? I have the answer. It's Sandwich. They beat Rollo 16-9. People are saying, where's Rollo? Well, Rollo's part of the Indian Creek School District now. And most of these, all of these teams in the Little 10 up in northern Illinois. So Joe Pikars is the coach of Indian Creek. So you have to be so proud of this Little 10 Conference tournament, the history and the tradition, and not even a pandemic can stop this thing from happening, right?
We are so proud of the tradition that the Little 10 has. It's, you know, this is the 102nd consecutive tournament, and it's the longest continuous running tournament in the state of Illinois for basketball. And we got together when we found out that we could play and talked about how we could get this tournament in. And I think it's impressive that even in spite of the pandemic, I mean, this tournament's been going on. It's gone through the Great Depression. It's gone through two world wars, and now we're going to be able to say that it's gone through a pandemic as well.
Yeah, and so this year, I know every year you hoist the banner and you win this tournament. It means something up in northern Illinois. But this year, you add a little more to it, right? Because there isn't a postseason tournament. So right now, in the first couple of weeks of the season, they plan the state tournament up in northern Illinois in the Little 10 Conference tournament, right? I mean, this is the thing you want to win this year.
I think you're absolutely right. This is one of the only opportunities to win a trophy in the entire state of Illinois, and it might be one of the first trophies given out in the state of Illinois for basketball. So we're excited for it, and I know the entire conference is excited for it, and we're excited that we were able to make this work, and all the schools were on board right away, and we got it started yesterday, and are looking forward to finishing off here the rest of the week.
Yeah, and we're talking to Coach Pikars on a Thursday. What have you noticed about the kids out of the gate here? Because you talk about the roller coaster of we going to have a season. Coach, I'm shocked. I can't believe we're playing, because I thought, you know, that in January they were going to announce that high-risk sports like basketball and football, they're just going to be canceled and aren't going to be played. And then one Friday, the governor and IDPH announced, no, well, high-risk sports can play now if you reach phase four. And everybody's like, what? I mean, so your emotion and kind of the kids' emotion that we're playing right now and we're playing in this Little 10 Conference tournament as well.
You're absolutely right, Jim. This has been a it's been so up and down since the summer, and you know they've been getting their hopes up, and then their hopes are down. And I'll be honest, about 3 weeks before the decision was made was probably the lowest we had been. We were like everybody else, starting to see the writing on the wall that basketball was probably not going to be happening this year. And we had, you know, we have a lot of hardworking kids, just like so many other schools do, and we have a community that is so strong and loves their basketball team that we're going to be heartbroken that we weren't going to have that this year. And when we found out the news that, you know, game on, let's play, it's the happiest I've seen these kids in months. It's the happiest I've seen, you know, just the whole school morale of just saying, okay, this is something that resembles normal again. And that's all I think anybody's looking for, and trying to do it as safe as possible, and now to also add the Little 10 tournament to it, where we have the opportunity to do another thing that for 101 straight years before this has happened, is just another sense of normalcy that I think is important for everybody.
So the conference, I'm assuming then they wanted to do it right out of the gate to say, let's get this conference tournament in, because if we go along, maybe you're worried about not being able to have a season if there's some positive cases or whatever. So I thought it was interesting to say, hey, we're going to start the season with the tournament. So I'm assuming the member school said, yeah, let's do it this way.
Yeah, because as you know, things change quickly. And we figured, you know, as long as we are allowed to play basketball right now, we, you know, all the ADs and coaches kind of talked and said, how about we start the season with the Little 10 tournament? You know, this is a season like no other. Instead of waiting till the end, where we can't guarantee there will be an end, let's play it right now while everybody's able to play it and the state says we can play it. So everybody was on board right away. We did a quick seeding based on last year of who we thought would be where and said, let's just go play basketball and let's have fun with it. So it was great to see all the schools come together like this so quickly and find a way to make this work.
All right. And for point of reference to our statewide listening audience, if you're wondering about the member schools right now of the Little Ten, Hiawatha, Newark, Indian Creek, which co-ops with Pawpaw, Lamoille, Ohio, Serena, Leland, Earlville, Hinckley, Big Rock, Samanoc, and a new member is Depew. How strange is it, though, Coach? I know some venues are allowing max 50 fans, and a lot of schools are just staying away from fans altogether. What's that been like, you think?
Yeah, it's been different. It's been strange. We have been allowing 50 fans, and we think it's important that the parents of these players get the opportunity to watch their kids play. So, we've been letting them in. We've been letting some visiting parents in as well, and we think that's important. But it's different. It's different, and you have to get a lot of that energy from your own team and from your bench and doing those kind of things and just being active any way possible, and I think that's been the motivation that everybody's had. But I think ultimately everyone's just happy we're out there playing, whether it's in front of zero fans or usually on a Friday night we absolutely pack our place, and we would love to have that, but we know that's not a realistic possibility right now. So we'll play in front of 50 people if that's what it takes.
Yeah, and it's crazy. The games I'm doing locally, broadcasting, getting accustomed to watching kids play with masks and deal with that, and then watching the officials officiate with masks. And I thought the strangest thing I saw this week is the visiting team. There's no jump ball, so the visiting team gets the ball out of bounds to begin the game. And then it was really crazy because we did an overtime game this week, and it's a coin toss in overtime on who gets the basketball, which I thought, man, this COVID-19 is pretty strange. And then the COVID timeouts that teams get to now is really strange to deal with. So what about that stuff?
Yeah, there's a lot of new things. Even with the bench being so far apart, there's been a couple times where we've tried to sub somebody in. We'd be like, well, where is that person? How far back is? Oh, there he is. Come on in. And you have to find, there's many different things that you have never planned for and you have never prepared for. And, we told the guys right away that we've never coached people with masks on before. So you have to let us know if in a practice or if a game, this is too much and you need a sub and we need a break, whatever it is, because as coaches, we don't have a reference to that. So they've been doing a great job of communicating with us. And I think it's great that the IHSA has put in some certain safety mitigations to help with that as well.
Yeah. And I think I'm an optimist, and I truly believe we're going to get to phase five by next school year. And I think we'll be back close to normal as possible, but I know you've been on a good run there at Indian Creek. Now, could you imagine, you look back to last year, you win a super sectional on a Tuesday, and you're ready to depart and go play at the state tournament, and the pandemic hits, and initially they say, well, okay, we're going to have the tournament, no fans. And then, of course, as that story progressed, not only from a statewide standpoint, but nationally and then regionally, and then we saw it drop down locally about just the dominoes fall about games without fans, no games. So could you imagine the emotions of winning a super sectional, you're ready to go to state, and boom, nope, pandemic stops that, you don't get to play state tournament. Man, I still feel for those kids last year that were in that situation in small school basketball in Illinois.
Oh, I completely agree. We've talked about that a lot. We went into that super sectional 35-0, and Aurora Christian got us, and they earned that opportunity to go down state. And we've had many discussions about what would have been worse, going into the state finals 36-0 and not having that opportunity, or was there almost a sense of closure by losing that game and saying, okay, we know our season ended right there on that day. We've had an opportunity to celebrate it. So we've had many of those conversations as a team, especially bringing most of our guys back this year. We've been able to talk about it and have that. But I can't imagine what those teams felt because of all the hard work that they put in, and they finally get there, and just, man, the whole world changed right after that.
And just noticing the attitudes of the kids, can you talk about that, getting the opportunity to play? Because I thought in the first half of the year we could get through it, but, you know, there's the lull of after Christmas, even when you have the traditional things going on. But I thought, man, you come out of Christmas and there's nothing for these kids to look forward to. I really worry about that type of stuff. So what have you noticed about their emotions, their attitude, their body language of just getting the opportunity to play here in 2021?
I think kids especially have become extremely resilient, and they've started to understand that nothing is guaranteed. You need to take advantage of what you have. And, you know, our team, for example, of course they're disappointed there's going to be no state tournament. They had state final aspirations this year, but that's not stopping them from saying, you know what, let's be a great team tonight, and let's have great practice the next day, and let's take advantage of whether it's 1 week, 2 week, 5 weeks. We don't know when the last day may be the last day, and they've embraced that, and they've done that. And I think a lot of teams throughout the state are feeling the exact same way. The other coaches I talked to that we've played, you know, when I asked to see if somebody wants to play, they're like, yeah, let's just play a game. How quickly do you want to get it together? Let's get these kids out there. Let's give them that opportunity to do what they love to do and have their parents be able to watch them a little bit, especially for these seniors who it's their last opportunity to get that high school basketball experience. So I think it's taken a lot of moving parts, you know, between the ADs doing the scheduling that has been unbelievable work to the schools, to the IHSA, to the state in general. It's been a lot of people have had to come together to make this work.
All right. As we wrap up, Ain't little bitty schools cool? I mean, I still dig those stories so much, and I just kind of love the flavor of the little 10 in the small enrollments there. Do you get on the? I'm just curious. You get on the Illinois High School Glory Days website? You ever follow that?
I've seen it. Yes. Uh huh.
So okay. So as we wrap up, so Rollo, what was the nickname of Rollo? Do you remember? I don't even know.
I do not know the nickname. I know we have the Shabana Indians. I know we have the Waterman Wolverines. I know that. So right, those two schools feed into Indian Creek.
Okay, I'm going to give all my statewide listening audience a homework assignment, and they can go, my good friends at Illinois High School Glory Days, the site author, Dave Nanigay, and he'll eat this up. They can do, because he'll have the information on Rollo. I can assure you he does on all the close high schools. So people can do a homework assignment, and they can find out the nickname of Rollo. They finished runner-up in the first ever Little 10 Conference Tournament in 1920. And, man, doesn't this make you feel good today? They're playing a 2021 Little 10 Conference Tournament. So how awesome is that? Great perspective, Coach Joe Pikars. Keep up the good work up there, and keep the positive stories coming with the great youth up in Northern Illinois in the Little 10 Conference. Thanks for helping us out.
I appreciate you having me on. Good luck to all the teams. Everybody stay healthy, and let's finish this basketball season strong and get on to the, you know, football and spring sports and baseball and all those, and hopefully everybody can get a full quality season in this year.
All right, that small school vibe at the Little 10 Conference Tournament. I'm Jim Taylor on the RFD Radio Network.